Let's go in depth here. Utah's Nathan Chen just broke the record with his short program over in Beijing.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is KSL TV Olympic specialist Debbie Worthen. What a moment that was for Nathan Chen.
Oh, yes, that's true. And let's get right to it. The world is talking about Salt Lake's own 22-year-old Nathan Chen this morning and his historic performance last night in Beijing. I only saw part of it last night, watched the full thing this morning. He was amazing. He set a record in the men's figure skating short program. He scored a whopping 113.97. That puts him in first place heading into the free skate program for the gold medal. So now all that's left is a strong free skate that happens Thursday for the charismatic Chen to become an Olympic champion, and we will have that for you on KSL. Also tonight in primetime, a Utah-born snowboarder gets to start her Olympic competition, and we're talking about Faye Gallini. Faye is a four-time Olympian. She's looking to finally bring home a medal this time around. She competed in Sochi, fell short. She got engaged at Snowbird last year, married at Snowbird last year, and now she is doing things like no others. All right, so unlike other snowboarding events, she competes in snowboard cross. So what the heck is snowboard cross? Well, it's all about speed. So its style and technique are not judged. The races usually last less than 3 minutes, and they're packed with action. The first one to cross the finish line wins, and Faye has told us it's that simplicity that helps make snowboard cross so much fun and easy to watch. And finally, Derek Parra is no longer the world record holder in the men's 1500.
Talked
to him this morning. Yes, he said it took 20 years to beat it. That's something to really be proud of. But Netherlands skater Kjeld Nuis, 32 years old, is now the new world record holder, beat the time by 3 seconds.
We still have the fastest ice on earth right here in Salt Lake City.
He said that's why he was able to keep that record for so long, really.
Yeah. Hey, any news on Jessie Diggins? She's getting some attention this morning. I don't want to put you on the spot, but she won the bronze medal in the women's cross-country skiing freestyle sprint, which U.S. does not normally do that well in cross-country skiing, but that's a big moment.
Yeah, that is a big moment. So I don't have much on her, but I can look that up. We will get all the information on her, and we definitely could bring you that tomorrow. But yes, it says that she is the first ever cross-country skiing individual sprint medal with bronze. So that's cool for her. Very cool. 33 years old. Mm-hmm.
Debbie, can I ask you just real quick about tonight being the 20th anniversary of our own opening ceremonies here in Salt Lake? And I know a lot of special things are going on.
Yes, we have a lot going on. Okay, so the cauldron was lit 20 years ago today. The cauldron will be relit. And so we will stream that live on the KSL social media pages. I believe that happens at 6:15. It should be an incredible show. And I know everyone that lived here at the time, and I wasn't living here, but I was able to fly out and cover that for the station I was working for. But growing up here, it was such a sense of pride. And I think what we're all feeling is that nostalgia from those games. Derek Parra, we talked to him at great length this morning about that. He was feeling really discouraged, sad from 9/11, which that was just barely in the shadows at that point. He had quit racing, was not going to compete, and then he just really had this moment where he thought, if I can do something bigger, if I can spend those 8 minutes taking the grief away from those victims' families, I'll do that. He actually ended up being one of the flag bearers for that 9/11 flag at the opening ceremony. He said it was just an amazing feeling that really carried him through the games, and he believes that's partly why he was able to get that gold medal. But yes, we'll have all of that. We'll have it tonight on KSL. It'll be on all the streaming pages. And it should be a very special night for Utah and for Salt Lake.